From Malvern Free Presbyterian Church, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the international radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This edition of the program comes to you from the Free Presbyterian Church in Malvern, Pennsylvania. During the next several programs, Dr. Mark Allison, minister of the Malvern Church, will be bringing a special series of messages. Here to introduce the series is Dr. Allison.
This is Mark Allison. I'd like to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. This week we're studying concerning the theme of assurance of our sonship. That is, assurance that we are children of God. And we noted yesterday that not everyone is a child of God. You're not a child of God because you're born in this world. You are a creature of God. But our sonship, being a child of God, was something that was lost in the sin of Adam. As we come into this world, we are children of wrath, according to Scripture. But we are not children of God. There are those who say, oh, because we baptized you as an infant, now you're a child of God. But the Scripture is very clear that you only become a child of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Now, we want to continue on in that study today because it's of utmost importance that we have assurance, if we are God's children, that we belong to Him and that we're part of His family and there's promises given to us. But if we're not a part of the family of God, if we're not His children, that is also important that we know so that we might seek Him for this relationship of Him, of God being our Father and we being the children of God. Now, we read on the last broadcast from John chapter 1, and I would turn you back to that passage again. This is in the prologue to John's Gospel, and we're going to begin reading at verse 11. He came unto His own, and His own received them not. Speaking here of Christ, Christ came to His own, that is the Jewish nation, and they received them not. Then verse 12 says, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. When we speak of someone being a son of God, there are two doctrines in Scripture that relate to that great truth. One of those doctrines is found here in the idea that we have become sons of God. That is, God gave us power or authority to become His children. And the other doctrine is what is found in verse 13 that says we were born of God. Now, the one doctrine is that of adoption. The other has to do with our regeneration. And I want to speak about those two doctrines today and compare them for you that it might become more clear what each doctrine is saying concerning our relationship to God as His children. What is adoption? Well, the Shorter Catechism has gathered together the data of Scripture and come up with this definition. Adoption is an act of God's free grace, whereby we are received into the number and have a right to all the privileges of the sons of God. Let me say that again. Adoption is an act of God's free grace. It's not based on our works. It's based on God's grace, whereby we are received into the number. That is, we are brought into the family of God as others are in that family. And we have a right to all the privileges of the sons of God. There are promises, there are blessings that flow to the children of God. And if we have been adopted into God's family, if that legal transaction has taken place on our behalf, then truly we have those privileges. One theologian says that adoption in the New Testament then has four parts to it, four things that help to define this doctrine of adoption. Number one, it is a declaratory act and not a process. You do not grow into becoming a child of God. This is an act that God declares to be happen. He declares it to be something that is true about the sinner, that the sinner is now being viewed by God as one of His children. It's not a process. You say, well, I've been working at this now for so many years. I finally joined the church and now I'm a child of God. No, you did not become a child of God by a process. Secondly, it is a gracious act carried out on the merit of Christ's redemption. It is not something that you can earn. You can't earn this by doing penance. You can't earn this by going home and crying out to God for mercy for months, as if you will do that, God will finally show you mercy. No, it is not something that you can earn. It's something that is a gracious act of God. Thirdly, it is a forensic or legal act. By that we mean a legal right is transferred to you, where you were a sinner condemned and on your way to hell. Now you're viewed as being forgiven, and you're declared to be one of God's children. You have a status as one of God's children. You have promises given to you. You have an inheritance that has been given to you. Fourthly, we can say that it is a direct result of our union with Christ. It is not something that God grants to you apart from Christ. It is something He grants to you only because you are in Christ. Christ is the Son of God. And you and I are viewed as one with Him. And just as we were thinking yesterday, that because we're one with Him, our sins have been removed and we have been declared righteous. That's what Christ is. He is righteous and we're viewed as being in Him. So because we are in Him, we are viewed as a child of God. And because He has received the promises, He has earned God's favor. He has received all the promises of Abraham. And now because we are in Christ, we too have received those promises. These promises come to all believers, whether they're born of Jewish race or whether they're born of Gentile extraction, as it were. They are all children of God because they believe on Christ and they're viewed by God as being in Christ. And so adoption deals with a change in our relationship to God. It is objective. By that we mean it is something that is outside of the believer for the most part. It is outward, and it alters our status with God. We were a sinner, a child of wrath by nature, but now we have been brought into God's family, and He now views us as one of His children. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2, in writing to believers, John says, "Now are we the sons of God." Well, that is adoption. It is a legal, declaratory act, a gracious act, whereby we are viewed as God's children because we are in union with His Son. What is regeneration? Well, in regeneration, we're speaking about being born again. We're speaking about being born of the Spirit. We're speaking about being born of God. We're speaking about that quickening that Paul talks about in Ephesians chapter 2, where life is given to the soul. We're speaking about the creation of a new man. Regeneration is the creative act of God, the creative act of God that changes the soul of man. In regeneration, the nature of a child is conveyed to the sinner. It's not merely he's declared to be a sinner as an adoption, but in regeneration, the nature is changed. The sinner is born again, receiving a new nature with new desires. That new life does not leave the believer sinless. But the life does give him a desire to overcome sin, and not only a desire to overcome sin, this new nature gives him power to overcome sin. The Holy Spirit empowers the believer to put to death the deeds of the flesh that he might walk in victory. Regeneration then produces a change in our spiritual nature and is subjective, it is internal, and alters the heart. And so we said of the adoption that we receive that is objective, it's outward, and it alters our status with God. In regeneration, this is something that happens subjectively in our hearts. It's internal, and it alters our hearts. If we wanted to compare regeneration with adoption, we can say that regeneration is experiential. It's something you experience, where adoption is legal. It's something declared to be true. Regeneration gives us the nature of a child. Adoption gives us the rights of a child. Regeneration is a change in our spiritual nature. Adoption is a change of our relationship to God. Regeneration is subjective and is internal. Adoption is objective and outward. Regeneration alters our hearts. Adoption alters our status before God. Now, why are we looking at both regeneration and adoption? It's because if the Bible says that we are a son of God, both of these are true of us. There's no such thing as a child of God who has not been regenerated. And there's no such thing as someone who is regenerated who is not adopted. You cannot be a son of God without being adopted into God's family. And you cannot be a son of God without being regenerated. In regeneration, you have the Spirit coming inside the believer and giving the sinner faith to believe. And then once that sinner believes, in heaven there is this legal transaction that takes place whereby we are considered now to be the children of God. Because we're in Christ, all of our sins are removed. Because we're in Christ, the righteousness of Christ robes us in God's presence. But because we're in Christ, we have also been legally adopted into His family. And so when we read a passage of Scripture that speaks to us about being a son of God, in the context, usually, either the adoption that we have or the regeneration that we have experienced will be stressed. I find it interesting that when we come to this passage of Scripture, both are stressed. It says in verse 12, "But as many as received Him," that is, received Christ, "to them gave He," Christ gave them, "power to become the sons of God." The word there for power is the word for authority. There's a legal transaction. He gives them the authority of being a child of God, even to them that believe on His name. But when you ask the question, why do these believe? You look in verse 11, it says He came to His own and His own received them not. Now He's speaking of those who did receive Him. And the question forms in the mind, why are these people receiving Christ when He came to His own and they rejected Him? And the answer is given in verse 13, which were born. But He's not talking about physical birth. How do you know that? Because He said the birth was not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man. It wasn't a physical birth that produced this change of heart and change of relationship. No, was it? It was a birth of God, which were born of God. They were born by the Spirit of God coming upon them and changing their hearts. And because their hearts were changed, they therefore received Christ. And because they received Christ, they were given the authority to be a child of God. Have you ever had this new birth? Seek God for it. Better yet, seek God that you would believe on Christ. Come to Christ today and throw the weight of your dependence upon Him for salvation. Come to Him and call upon Him and He will receive you and make you a child of God. If we can be of help in this process, come and call us here at our church at 610-993-3170.